Chapter 9, Something More, Something So Much More. The scorching heat of the noonday was barely lessened by Leonard sitting under the large sycamore tree. But there he sat, feeling such an outcast, isolated, though he was certainly not alone. A number of women and children had gathered there as well, for they too were not allowed at the large gathering taking place very near them. The children stared at Leonard with wondering eyes. There he sat, hood up, face covered, fully robed, while they shed any clothes their mothers would let them to get relief from this heat. They pointed and giggled as they scurried about. He tried hard not to notice as that only caused his grief to grow. Thankfully, his attention was soon completely focused on the man who stood in the center of the men nearby. The slight breeze was not only refreshing in this heat, but it seemed to help carry this man's voice to his desperately straining ears. Oh, if he could just draw closer, he thought. Somehow, even at this distance, his words were so clear they actually rang in his ears. This man's words seemed to pierce his very heart, giving him hope, even in his current state. What was it about him? Was it what he said? Or the way he said it? No, it was something more. Something so much more. Leonard just couldn't explain it. But when this man spoke, new life seemed to burn within his dying body. He wanted to jump up, throw off these robes, and run headlong into the crowd and get as close as possible to this man as he could. If such power was in his words, what more must even be in his touch? In fact, power seemed to just flow forth from him. Leonard could barely see, but people seemed to be drawing closer, touching him. He squinted his feeble eyes to make out the man now limping ever so slowly up to the speaker. He knew this man. Yes, it was Samuel, the kid that he remembered living down the street from, who had been crippled from birth. He recalled how he always pitied him, yet now he was envious of him. He watched in amazement as Samuel drew near to the speaker, who looked at him so intently. Then he reached out gently and touched him. Samuel almost immediately straightened that broken body of his, miraculously began to walk fully upright with no visible limp at all. Tears fell quickly from Leonard's eyes as he so wished that it could somehow have been him and not Samuel. Yet strange as it sounds, in some way, small way, he somehow felt that it was. What was his feeling? It was like he had never seen or heard this man before. Crowds seemed to always follow him, wherever he went. And he had followed, too, now, for some time, being so careful to stay in his shadows just out of sight. Today, though, seemed so different to him. It wasn't as if this man was teaching any different. It was almost like he himself was somehow seeing and hearing differently. And how could that be? He thought as he instinctively touched himself to make sure he was still the same old Leonard. Well, this brought with it a chorus of laughter, as the children still focused on him with strange clothing thought this was a very funny thing to be doing. Well, Leonard thought about rising to run away, as he so often had when laughed at before in his life, but something strange happened instead. He actually felt a smile flow across his face, somehow sensed a strange warmth from deep inside. Now he really wondered what was going on, for he sure didn't know, but he liked it. He even felt himself give a quick wink to the children along with a timid wave as he turned his full attention back to the man who seemed at the center of all that was happening. What had the speaker just said? If one were to weep, as he had so often in his life done, he would be comforted, as he somehow now seemed to be feeling. This is ridiculous, he thought. He isn't talking about me or to me. Yet somehow I felt so much like these words, those very words, were in fact spoken just for him. He started to cry again, as he had so many times in his sad life, but this time from a sense of joy that resonated deep within his very being. He looked again at the crowd and at the man in the center. And as he did, the crowd seemed to slowly fade from view, and all he saw was the man. Yet he somehow no longer appeared as a man. Something more. Something so much more. He couldn't explain it right now, but deep inside he knew his life would never be the same again. The heat no longer burned him, yet it had not changed. The words seemed so much louder, yet they had not changed. The crowd seemed all but gone, yet it had not changed. The weight of shame and sorrow that forever burdened him seemed so much lighter, yet it had not changed. His heart, though, now beat so much stronger, for it was fully changed. He sat there in a daze, listening for hours to this one he somehow dared no longer call simply a man. Here I sit, alone and sad, thinking if I only had the ability to be like others, to play again with my sisters and brothers. But my lot is cast, my fate is set. No longer am I someone to be met. They hide from me when I draw near, saying such things I dread to hear. Get that freak away from us. Wherever I go, I start such a fuss. So here do I hide, just out of sight. Today, though me desire, I have to fight. For even now, these people hear a man that I want to be near. But to draw near to him would be so wrong. They made it clear I don't belong. Even at this distance, I can hear his words that carry true and clear. They touch me like I was right there, like they're just for me, yet to share. He speaks as if he has a right to make it day when it's still night. Like in my body, where I feel dead, he can make me feel alive instead. I've heard him speak many times before, but not like today. I must hear more. Powers in each word that he has spoken seems to mend all of me that's broken. In my body, mind, and in my heart, trashed by this world and torn apart, today his words bring healing within. To break the effects of my innermost sin. This man is special, this I can see. His words, they burn inside of me. So what do you call one who is more than a man? And what about me? Am I a follower or just a fan? One who hears him over and over again, but is never different than he has ever been. When he's broken my heart, brought my knees low, it's then and only then this one I'll know.